your call is now live.
Thank you so much, Carrie. Welcome, Super Friends, to week 4 closing class. I know that all of you are just dying to get started tonight. We had a phenomenal prospecting class with Jackie O'Quinn last night, and I literally was getting phone calls and text messages until like midnight last night. His knowledge and his information and his style of teaching is absolutely incredible, and I could not be more excited about where some of you are right now, because this class has really taken a lot of you to an entirely new level. Most of you are just 10 times more confident, you're more professional, you've been much more consistent, and the business is fun again. And I just really honestly hope that Jackie and Stacy really know how valuable their ideas and their wisdom are, and how grateful I personally am. I know you guys too, of them willing to spend their time with us tonight. These gentlemen are making it literally a six-figure income. They could be anywhere, doing anything else. But they're taking so much time out of their schedule in order to really get back into the field. And I have so much respect for them, even more than I did before, for their willingness to dive into the field. I mean, some of you that are on the phone are brand new. So to have someone of this caliber working with you is, it's unreal. It's unheard of, actually. And it's been so much fun listening to these guys role play, and the way that they work that script, and the way that they just have a solution for every single person's problem. So very quickly, I just want to give out, all of you have done a really incredible job on your numbers, and that the numbers are up, the dials are up, but I want to give a real special congratulations to those of you that introduced or, enrolled the most amount of brand new clients last week alone. Third place is Daryl Sakamoto with 8 brand new clients just last week alone. Number 2 is Zipporah Singleton with 9 brand new clients. And in first place of last week in their closing results was Paul Carroll with 10 brand new client starts. Paul, I know, is working all cold markets. On the business side, though, this is really exciting. Third place is Lori Rock. She had 4 brand new business leaders get started working with her last week. Amy Wake had 5 brand new business leaders get started. And what do you know? Paul Carroll had 9 new business leaders start with him last week. That means Paul had 10 brand new clients start with him, but 9 out of the 10 were business partners. That is incredible. So, again, great job to all of you. It's been really exciting to watch you work so hard, and then to see the positive results and how excited people are about growing so much. I personally could look at the comments in Super Friends all day long. I love it. I love how some of you get so excited about what happened when you finally went to work and you finally read the script and you stuck with the script. And I'm just so excited for this class. I really am, because this is what's setting you personally apart from 98% of the population. 98% of them are sitting on a couch right now, somewhere, catching up on some episode of some TV show. And you have a burning desire to succeed, and you will, because you're taking action. So last week's closing call, Stacy offered to really help people this week with objections. And immediately after that call, Super Friends blew up, because there's just such a big demand for this type of call. And, so many people struggle with objections, or when people ask an objection, you fumble your word because it's on the script, but it's like you don't even know where to start. And some of you you've literally been waiting 6.5 days now for tonight's call. So I am just thrilled at what this next 2 hours is going to do for you and your business. This gentleman has done some really super incredible things in the last 10 years. And today he is he's traveling the world, staying at home with his family, being a full-time dad and having fun. But the only difference between him and you is time and commitment. He's an absolute workhorse, and he busted his tail every day for years and years and years moving dials, following up when he said he was going to follow up, closing the sale, leading by example. And he really honestly has that never say die attitude. And you're all aspiring to get to that same level. And that's why you're on this call tonight. And I love that so many of you say, you know what? I'm going to make this business work, or I'm going to die trying. And there is really no one better to be live with us this week than the legendary Stacey O'Quinn.
Thank you so much, Laura, for those kind words. Thank you for really and truly, you talk about my work ethic and getting to success, and I'm going to talk a little bit about stability in all areas of your business as we get into this and we move into dealing with objections specifically and closing and things like that. But, you know, I got to say, Laura, thank you to people like you who give it 110%. I mean, one of the things is, as we were getting on this call, it just kind of hit me really hard is, in our industry or any industry, where is anyone making themselves available at a time that is most convenient in the evening time where we can all sit down and learn and work together? But every week, Brian Niederhaus, Laura, every one of those, the entire staff is a team of people behind the scenes at Smarter Networker has not only, you know, most training companies out there in the world that we live in today, certainly most colleges for the most part, people work a 40-hour work week and that's that. But these guys are always at Smarter Networker. They're on Facebook. They're available by phone. I mean, Brian giving out his cell phone at events to, you know, 1,000, 1,200, 1,300 people in the room, however many people are there, on live calls, making himself personally available. Many of you have had the pleasure of speaking with a staff member at Smarter Networker one-on-one in any capacity that they can make themselves available to help you out. And that is insane. I mean, that is, there's not very many places, and they don't even benefit directly in any way, shape, or form from being able to, you know, help your client directly make more money. They don't get a residual. They don't get a commission check. They're not directly connected to you. But the fact that Danny Johnson has the skill set and the wisdom to attract and strategically put in place people with phenomenal skill sets, backgrounds, and not only that, integrity and value, that's who you have in Laura and certainly Brian as well and the entire team over there at Smarter Networker. That's incredible. I hope none of us take it for granted. Matter of fact, I'm going to share some things with you tonight when it comes to closing and ways that you can use Smarter Networker that I wish I had in the very beginning of my business. But this wasn't an environment. I mean, there was no one truly dedicated like those guys and gals are over there that was even available to me when I got started. So I'm going to share later on in the call some very strategic ways you can take advantage of them, specifically Laura. In general, she's absolutely phenomenal, talented, and I'm going to show her how to go to work for you, how you can get her to go to work for you and do it for free as far as you're concerned, because it ain't going to affect you at all. And in the long run, it's going to make you a whole lot more money, simultaneously help you to help more people, and at the same time, be able to have a solution to people out there in the world who are hurting, people who want to not only have financial freedom, but be able to have the time to spend more time with their family and things like that. And I gotta tell you, I was reading on Super Friends. Those of you who are posting on Super Friends, if you're not posting over there, you're totally missing out on an entire aspect, of this team, this group, what people are doing, the camaraderie. It's amazing. The call today that happened spontaneous with Jackie and that was, by the way, that's Brian Niederhaus sitting on the sidelines, bam, putting one and two together and instantaneously thinking on his feet, phenomenal businessman, and making something happen with Jackie in the middle of his workday. I happened to walk into his office today because I'm visiting him. I'm still on vacation, by the way. And I just came to his house today and I'm visiting him. He lives, you know, hours away from where I live. And he's in the middle of doing this coaching session with several of you. And if you were paying attention at Super Friends, you were able to take advantage of that. But every one of you on this call, the results that you're having, the commitment is higher now. How many of you can agree? Your commitment in your business, the skill set, your understanding is higher now than it was when this class first got started. Here's what's incredible. We're still over a week away left in the class, but your commitment is higher now, and you know it is. And what's amazing about that is I'm going to share with you very briefly how you increase. You know, most people, they want a job because they're looking for financial stability. I mean, they want a guaranteed paycheck. They want to know that, you know, they're not struggling living paycheck to paycheck. They want to make enough money to be able to, you know, have a good life, Some people want to make an insane amount of money to live a great life, to travel the world, have fast cars, big homes, whatever it may be. Some people just want to have enough money to be able to give away to a specific need and to help those who are in need. When something's going on at church, maybe it's the building fund, or maybe something's going on at church and they want to, you know, help with missions, or maybe the King's Ransom Foundation, they want to really contribute to what's going on in Nicaragua, or the widows, or the different orphans and things like that. Some people, when they want to make money, they really just want to, or when they're looking a job, think about this for a second. When you looked for a job, what were you really looking for? You were looking for something that you could do and provide a certain level of financial security for your family. And most of us come to this business, as in a home business, because we realize that in some ways the things that we were sold, go to college, get good grades, get a good education, and go get a job, and somehow eventually, you know, 30 years later or 20 years later, we're supposed to get a gold watch and live happily ever after. We realize along the way, at different seasons in our life, that that model is broken. And so we're looking for a way to solve that thing that's broken. It doesn't exist. And in our industry, a lot of times we're sold or we're pitched, you know, some kind of a model of, I hate to say it, but lottery ticket that, you know, we do a little bit of work and we're just going to make a ton of money. That's not true. Hopefully you've already figured that out. That's totally not true. Hopefully you don't present your business model that way. That is not true. But what is true is you can create all the financial security you ever want, never worry about struggling paycheck to paycheck in your business. And you may say, well, wait a minute, Stacy, you know, I'm not making money as fast as I want to. I'm not making as much as I want to. Or maybe, I've just really gotten started working for the first time in these calls, and I haven't had a chance to, you know, close my first person yet. I haven't made any money at all. Here's the deal, what you have to know. We talked about last week being consistent, and I talked about how the model, the system's not broken. If other people are using the same websites you are and they're making a six-figure income, other people are using the same scripts you are. That is, if you're following Danny Johnson scripts. There's other people using the same scripts making six- and seven-figure incomes. There's other people using the same product or service that you use, that you market, making six-, seven-figure incomes. So last week we talked about the models not broken. This week I want to touch on this very briefly, because you can be an amazing prospector and you can be an amazing closer, and if you develop that skill but you're still back where we were talking about last week, consistent with it, if you're still not consistent with it, then you're not going to have the financial stability and security that you're looking for. You're not going to be able to retire debt-free. You have to be able to know that you create your own security. You create your own stability. And yes, if you were ever told when you were a child you can become anything that you possibly want to be, it was true. If you weren't told that when you were a child, I'm telling you now, you can become anything that you want to be. It's totally up to you. If it's meant to be, it's up to me. You've probably heard that before. It's totally up to you. But it's how you work your business. Laura mentioned me being a workhorse. The truth is, I got started in this business because I was in a place where, you know, life was unsatisfactory financially. My family was struggling. I was struggling, multiple six figures in debt. And work was no other option. But once you achieve a certain level of success, if you can't pick up that phone and read a script, no matter what's going on, and we're not talking about doing this hours on end, just a few minutes or a couple hours a day, really, 2-3 hours a day, part-time. If you do that every day of your life, it doesn't matter how long it takes. You will develop the skill set you'll need. But not only that, you create stability and financial security. That is, as long as you're being wise with the money, you're following Danny Johnson's War on Debt. By the way, if you don't have War on Debt, you're not using that, you need that program to go with every, because we can teach you to make a ton of money, but you got to know how to keep it. The truth is, one of the things that I know Laura's passionate about, I know Brian's passionate about, the entire staff at Smarter Networker, I'm confident Danny Johnson's passionate about it, is it's not just about you making money, it's you being a light on a hill, helping other people to make money as well, helping other people to have success as well. Because everyone, God's put a specific need in everyone. And so closing them is not closing them that bottle of vitamins or that lotion or that face cream or that travel package or that insurance thing or that exercise program. When you're closing someone, it's so much bigger. You're absolutely stepping in to change their life in a way that no one has ever done for them before. And if you understand that impact, than, you know, making $5,000, $10,000, $20,000, $50,000, $100,000 a month. That becomes just the dollar amount, and it's about how much help, how much support, how much can you give to change someone else's life? Because that lead that you're calling is not a lead, it's a person. And that person is not just a person, but it's a mom, it's a dad, it's someone's life, someone who's providing for kids and grandkids. It's someone whose God is inspiring to go build an orphanage in another country. They're just looking for the solution. And you come along, God makes it a way for you to come together. And I know some of you guys might not be in the whole God thing, but you might not even be a Christian. It's okay. Bear with me. The universe put it together. If that's easier for you to believe, the universe put it together so that you were supposed to connect with that person. And so that you could offer a solution for them, a way. And you don't even realize that your life is connected to other people if you are willing to consistently read the script every day. It doesn't matter, by the way, it doesn't matter about your company. We should all believe we have the best company on the planet. One time years ago, Danny Johnson asked me, Stacy, you become good at prospecting and closing. What do you do if something happened to your company or your product or your service? And I said, Danny, what I would do, because I still know how to prospect and I still know how to close, is I would find another widget and I would prospect and close and I'd market that widget, whatever it may be. I really don't care. And then I would take all those people who I sold the widget to and I would plug them into your training so they could learn how to sell the same widgets the exact same way. She said, good answer. And years ago when I said it, it was kind of like a no-brainer. I never thought about that. But that's what you're learning, is the ability, no matter what the product is, the service is, it doesn't matter what country you're in, it doesn't matter how old or how young you are, you have the capability to create a phenomenal income, and not just for yourself, but to help other people create success for their family for generations to come. Your impact is that big, and that's why closing is so important. Hopefully, you're grasping that. I've said years ago, closing is a condition of the heart. What makes you want to get good at it is understanding the impact that you can have. And yes, your paycheck is going to go up naturally, but that's just a fragment of it, is your paycheck. What I want to do tonight, we're going to really get into dealing with questions, dealing with objections, and we're just going to really just dive down into this, and it's going to be pretty much spontaneous. We're just going to figure out what issues that you're having specifically, and we're going to do our best to dive down into some of those issues and really, if you will, role play some of it and just see if we can tweak a few things to make some things that may have been hanging you up in your business, maybe holding you up in the past, things that may get in your way, you just don't know exactly how to handle it. And some of the things I'm going to share with you, first of all, everything I share with you is going to be only something that I've learned over the years from Danny Johnson, or specifically through working, using her scripts, etc., building my own business. And then what we want to do is give you a skill set that truly, truly, just by tweaking a few things, can have a phenomenal impact on your business, not just next week and next month, but really a permanent impact for years to come. And it's little by little, just tweaking, plugging in, learning little by little. So what we're going to do first is just, we're going to have, by the way, we have the awesome and amazing Carrie. She's moderating the line for us. She is incredible. You're going to press, if you want to work through an issue, whether it's dealing with questions, a specific objection, you're going to press 1 on your phone. You press 1 on your phone, and then Carrie will identify who it is. And we'll just take it one by one, but I'm going to ask you to press 1 time, and to do that only if anyone's pressed 1, you can go ahead and clear out the queue. Not yet. I want you to hear me out. You have to know your number specifically. Of course, I know most of you do. So you have to know your numbers, because I may ask you some questions directly about your numbers, because there's pages and pages here that I have in an Excel sheet. There's no way I can go to each individual person and just pull it out. So I need you to be confident in your numbers and what you have, like how many people you took to a presentation, how many you read the closing script to, et cetera, et cetera. So you got to be confident in your numbers, but if you're having a specific issue in closing, something that's just stumping you, you just can't seem to get by, you just can't seem to get over, you want to know, gosh, Stacy, how would you handle this? What I need you to do is press 1 now. And then, Carrie, if you can just let me know the person's name, who we have, and their line is open, and we'll go from there.
Okay. First up, we have Maisha Taylor. Your line's open.
Hey, Maisha. Welcome to the call.
Hi, Stacy. All right. So I'm calling a lot of prospects, and the people that I can actually get to view my website, the objection that I get, and it really stomps me, was when they said, like, all right, I don't have the money for it. Like, for instance, yesterday, I had a person yesterday that was like, oh, that's a lot of money. I don't have the money for this at all. And I was like, okay. And that throws me off completely. And I have this supplemental script in front of me, but I just would like to hear, like, how you handle that objection.
Sure, Maisha. Okay, so just share with me a little bit about your process. So you call your leads, you're reading the script, and you're taking them to a presentation. What type of presentation is it you're using?
Yes. So it's a presentation on the internet, and it's about an hour long. And the way that I know that they actually view the website is I get an email notification and a text message to my phone. Yes. The only issue is it's 7 videos. So it's a 7 video process. So I don't know when they completely watch the video or not. So for instance, that lady that I spoke to yesterday, she didn't watch all the way up to number 7, which I did, you know, get a chance to get out of her. But it's like, she was like, oh, no, I don't have the money for this. I don't have the money for this. And I'm like, okay, well, did you get a chance to watch all 7 videos? And she's like, no, but I just know that already that this is too much for me.
Okay, so let me just back up, make sure I understand it. So your clients, you're taking them through the initial prospecting script, and then you're physically walking them to this web presentation, and the web presentation is an hour long?
Yes.
Gosh, okay. Wow, okay, that's a long presentation, but that's okay. So are you following up with them right in the hour, or are you waiting until you get that text message to follow up with them?
Okay, so I asked them through the script, like, okay, when do you believe that she'll get a chance to actually view the website or not? Some people would tell me, okay, well, I'll be able to watch it within 30 minutes. So if they said they're able to watch it within 30 minutes, fine, then I'll call you back, let's say, like by 4:30, you know, and I call them exactly. Once I get that notification, I will call them within an hour.
Okay. My issue,
their mind.
One of the things I want to tweak really quick is if you call them and you're taking them through the prospecting script, and it's taking you typically 10 to 15 minutes to get through that script, I'm assuming, right?
10 to 15, what do you mean? Sorry.
Through the prospecting script, the initial prospecting script before you get
them.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
Definitely, yes.
Unless you know for some reason they're driving down the road or something like that, unless they're driving down the road or something like that, I would always assume that they're going to go ahead and get online right now. You're giving them an opportunity of a lifetime. You know that already, right?
Yes.
Okay. Then I would assume that they're going to go ahead, and even though an hour is a long time, I would just, unless they tell you, oh, gosh, I'm not going to be able to do it now, I would assume it, and I would just let them know, it's an hour long, edify that process, and then you plan to call them back in whatever, hour and 5 minutes, figure a bathroom break or something in there, but an hour and 5 minutes, whether you got a text or not, I would be calling them back.
Okay.
Once again, you want to stay on them when it's fresh, especially if they only watch it for 20 minutes for some reason, or they only watch it for 30 minutes and then walk away. You don't want there to be, because if they only watch it for 30 minutes and you call them back in an hour and 5 minutes, then that means there's already 35 minutes of gap time for them to develop objections and things that you're going to have to overcome. And remember, we talked about last week when we were dealing with some of the closes, you don't want to wait the next day if you can help it, that is. Sometimes you just can't help it, but you don't want to wait the next day, and if you can help it, you don't want to wait hours later. When you have a client go to the presentation, whether it's a 5-minute presentation, it's a sizzler call, it's a web presentation, it's a 15-minute presentation, whatever it is, an hour, I don't care what the presentation is, you want to do your best to follow up with them immediately after that presentation. And so let's assume that you're calling me back. You just took me that presentation. I'm going to give you the money objection, and I just want to role play how you handled it and then make some adjustments, because I can definitely help you with the money objection. There's no doubt about it. So let's go ahead and just role play that. Well, so why don't you say ring, ring, you call me, and then go to close me like you normally would.
Okay. Ring, ring.
Hello?
Hi, Jackie. How's it going?
My name is Stacy, but I'm doing well.
Sorry.
It's okay. Go ahead. You're nervous.
Sorry
no big deal.
Okay. Hi, Stacey. How's it going?
It's going great.
Okay. This is Maisha. I'm calling you back to see. Okay. What did you like about what you saw?
Well, you know, I'm not really sure this is for me. I mean, it seems expensive. I mean, and I don't really have that kind of money.
Okay, Stacey. Is it that you're absolutely serious about not having the money to pay for your daughter's college funds and wanting to be able to make sure that they have a great life and that you've fallen in some serious hardships and you don't have the extra money, or you're just telling me that you can't afford it because you're not serious at all about paying for your daughter's college funds and you just don't want to hurt my feelings?
Oh, I don't really care about your feelings. I just don't have the money right now.
Okay, Stacey. Well, I don't typically do this, but I'm actually convinced that you're the type of person that's deadly serious. And if I'm certainly going to be... Okay. Yeah, I'm nervous. I'm sorry.
Okay, calm down. Look, I put my pants on just like you do. I brush my teeth the same way. I stutter sometimes on the phone. It's okay. Not a big deal.
And that's exactly what happens. Like, I'll go through the script, and then once they give me that money adjustment, like... It's fumbling. Okay.
Let's freeze right here. What do you normally do? Okay, so you get to the end of the script, and I'm curious. Mm-hmm. I'm curious if part of your nervousness is you don't know what to do with them when you get to the end of the script.
Yeah. As long as it goes smooth sailing, I can flow through it. But if they give me, like, an objection in the middle, then it's like a fumble.
Okay. So all we have to do, this is easy, Maisha. No reason to be nervous. This is easy because all we have to do is get you in a position so that you know exactly what to do with that person. Because when you're dealing with, what is the price points of your product or service?
$3,500 all the way up to $10,500.
Okay, fantastic, fantastic. You have pluses and minuses when you're dealing with high-end ticket items. One of the minuses, while I promise you everyone has access to $10,500, I promise you, everyone, we live in the Western world, we live in the wealthiest part of the world, everyone has access to $10,500. Every single person you talk to has access to $10,500. I promise you that. They don't have it in their back pocket, potentially, but I promise you they have access to it. The reason, it doesn't matter if you're product was $50. People on this line have a product that's $50 and they still get the money objection. You have to understand the only reason someone gives an objection, sometimes they think they're supposed to, first of all. They think it sounds wise that, you know, I can't make a decision right away. Let me throw out an objection. The other thing is sometimes objections are provoked, meaning we expect the objection.
Yes.
And so in this case, Maisha, I have a funny feeling that you don't expect anyone's going to have the money.
Okay, yes, I'm provoking it.
Okay, so let's talk about that for a second, because I can give you the most, direct, I can tell you exactly how I handle it all day long, but let me just share a few facts with you. You probably know Danny Johnson talked about it from stage. I have an $11,000 product. I believe everyone on the planet has $11,000. If I didn't believe that everyone has access to $11,000, I've closed sales right after a conference call right after an hour presentation on the conference call. I've closed sales for $11,000, money in hand. I do it every single year. So some of those people you're talking to actually can write a check or actually use a credit card or whatever immediately.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to get over. So I don't know. Have you listened? And I know. Laura's on the phone. Let's pretend Laura's not on the phone. But have you actually listened to that very first call in the boot camp of Smarter Networker?
Yes, I have.
Okay. So you know where Dani gives the analogy of the excuses, and she's talking about excuses, and she gives the analogy about your child being sick?
Yes.
And needs to come up with several thousand dollars immediately over the weekend?
Yes.
Yeah, and... if your child was sick, Maisha, do you have children?
Yes, I do.
How many children do you have?
One and one on the way.
Oh, my goodness. How far along are you?
5 months.
Awesome. Congratulations. How old is your oldest?
2 years old.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so if there was something, if your two-year-old, God forbid, got sick, contracted something, and the prognosis was not what you as a mom wanted to hear from the doctors and the medical world at large, but they told you there was an experimental treatment, but unfortunately it's Thursday night, and you need to come up with $15,000 by Monday because your insurance won't cover the experimental treatment, but it's going to give your child, you know, a much more positive potential outcome, meaning they can have a full recovery versus modern medicine not have a full recovery. But it's going to take $15,000. Could you find $15,000?
I sure can.
Yes.
There wouldn't be nothing that would stop me from getting it.
Okay, absolutely. The only reason people give you a money objection, or really any objection truly for that matter, is because they don't believe just yet. Or maybe the way you communicate with them, you create fear because you're nervous for them when you're reading the closing script. But most often, they don't believe. There's only two things they have to do. Is it simple and can I do it? If someone says, yes, this is simple, and yes, I can do it, then that means that they're going to succeed at it. They're going to get started immediately. Period, end of story. The only reason someone doesn't start or they create an objection is due to some level of fear. Because I have to – let me give you another analogy. Maisha, if you knew without a shadow of a doubt that if you gave me $10,000 tonight, I could directly show you how to make $100,000 profit in the next 6 months, would you do everything in your power to find $10,000 tonight?
Yes.
No question. Are your prospects doing everything in their power to find $10,500?
No.
No. So first of all, you have
I'm
to
attract them low. I know I'm attract. I understand why I'm attracting the type of people that I am attracting. I realize that in L.A.
Okay. So you can cast that demon out straight to hell and do your forgiveness thing, and you're one step closer. Now, let's talk a little bit about the how-to. We have to address that because the good news is, Maisha, is you're not the only one that deals with this. It's fortunate you and I get to talk about this one-on-one, but I would say that a good 50% of the people on this call are dealing with a very similar issue. Different scenario, different product or service, still dollars and the money issue. Let's talk about for a second, because sometimes even if you don't know anything about hunting, if you were, you know, alone in the woods and a grizzly bear was coming at you, you'd still want to have a gun, right?
Yes.
Yes. Even if you're an animal lover, if a grizzly bear is coming at you, you still want to have the right tool to deal with a dangerous situation.
Definitely.
Definitely. So we're going to give you the tools to handle a situation. No prospect is dangerous, but every single day, like I talked about earlier, we have someone else's life in front of us, and we have the ability to help that person. But what we're really dealing with is something that is very dangerous to them called their fears. And that's why we use the scripts, we handle their objections, et cetera. So let's talk about this money objection. So let me follow back up with you, and you give me that money objection, and I'll show you how to deal with it. And at the same time, we'll put Laura and a smarter networker to work for us. Wouldn't it be good to put them to work for us for free?
Yes.
Yeah, I agree, 100%. So we're going to keep those guys busy, and I'm going to show you how to do that. And at the same time, it's going to help you make more money. So, ring, ring.
Hello.
Hi, Maisha. How's it going?
Everything's going good.
What did you like about what you saw in that video presentation?
I like that you get a chance to earn a lot of money. However, $3,500, that's too much money.
Freeze right here for a second. By the way, notice how I went into that. I didn't say, hi, Maisha, this is Stacey O'Quinn calling you back. Were you able to review everything okay? If you're calling them back immediately after they went to the presentation, then you already know who I am. So I'm still being a friend, just like when I'm prospecting, and I go right into question number one. You answer the phone,
yeah.
Hi, Maisha, how's it going? What did you like about what you saw in that video presentation?
Okay. Got that.
Cool. So let's go ahead. Give me that objection again.
All right. So I like everything that I saw, but $3,500, that's a lot of money.
What did you like about what you saw in the video presentation?
I like the fact that whatever you get is 100% yours.
Tell me more about that.
I see that there's a potential to earn a lot of money and be financially free. Who doesn't want to do that?
Okay. Maisha, do you want to make a little or a lot?
I would like to make a lot.
What for?
I have children, so I want to make sure that I'm always home with them, and I want to help others that's in need.
So, Maisha, at your current job, how long will it take you to be able to be at home with your children, know that you can be at home with them, and know that you can help others that are in need?
I don't ever see that happening.
So where do you see yourself getting started? At the bottom, working slowly towards being able to be at home with your children? Or do you want to position yourself where you can earn 3 to 9 times the amount of money for the same amount of work and effort as the person at the bottom does?
I would love to start at the top.
Great. Welcome aboard. How do you want your name spelled in your checks your clients are sending you?
All right. What if it takes me about 2 to 4 weeks to get the money?
I'm sorry. How do you want your name spelled in your checks that your clients are sending you?
Okay, it's M-Y-E-S-H-A.
Okay.
Taylor, T-A-Y-L-O-R.
And what address do you want your clients to send their checks to?
555 New York City.
Now, Maisha, is it that you're absolutely serious about wanting to be at home with your children, but you've fallen on some serious hard times and you don't have the extra money? Or are you just telling me that you can't afford it right now because you're really not serious, you need a little bit of time, and you don't want to hurt my feelings?
Oh, no, I'm absolutely serious. I do want to stay home and, you know, have a life that I would like to live.
Well, Maisha, I typically don't do this unless I'm absolutely convinced and certain that the person is deadly serious. If I'm certain that we're not going to waste each other's time, then I'm willing to take a risk on you. I can pre-launch your business and at least get your training started if I know that you're serious. In fact, as serious as Dani Johnson was, she had $2.03 to her name. She was $35,000 in debt. She was destitute broke living out of her car. Not wanting to end up in that financial position again, she struggled, but she found a way to get started, made $2,000 her first 10 hours from a payphone booth, $6,500 in 30 hours, and $10,000 the next month. By the end of her first year, she made $250,000. By the end of her second year, she made her first million. So, Maisha, are you as serious as Dani Johnson was?
Yes, if she could do it, I can.
Tell me why.
Because I'm an awesome person, and I feel like once I do something, I'm dedicated to it, and I know that I would succeed. So, yeah, serious.
Okay. Okay, Maisha. Welcome aboard. I will take a risk on you and at least get your training started. Do you have a pen and paper handy?
Yes, I do.
I have homework for you. We're going to go ahead and we're going to get your training underway. But, Maisha, if you don't do the homework, I'm sorry. We'll have to cut our losses early, okay?
Okay.
So if you do this, we'll know you're serious and we'll take you to the next step. The first thing that we're going to do, let me pull out, give me one moment here. I gotta make a generic ending for everyone on the call. I can't use my specific ending. I'm going to give a generic ending on the call here on what anyone can do no matter what. And then depending on your company, what resources you have available, how your company is set up, I'm going to make it specific to your specific company as well on the call. So give me one second.
Okay.
Okay, so if you do this, we'll know you're serious, and we'll take you to the next step. The first thing that we're going to do is you want to write this website down. It's going to be www.smarternetworker.com.
Okay.
Actually, are you at your computer now?
Yes, I am.
Go ahead and bring up that website.
Okay. www.smarternetworker.com. Okay, I'm there.
Okay, and what do you see?
I see a login. It says login.
Okay.
Or create a, yeah, create a login, and I see something. And okay, logging in right now. So I see a free 30-day boot camp.
Perfect. That 30-day boot camp, think of it just like, you know, any company you work for, there's an orientation, right?
Yes.
And to be able to succeed on exactly what that company does, to be able to understand exactly how to succeed in that position with that company, you have to go through the orientation.
Yes.
We're going to take you to that exact same type of orientation here. You're going to learn the principles that it takes to be able to succeed with our company so that you know how to be at home with your children and can be able to spend time with them as well as help other people. So right there where it says enter your name as well as your email address, I'm going to go ahead and enter that now. It's going to give you, just like it says, free online access to Danny Johnson's 30-day home business bootcamp training. I just mentioned to you a little bit about Danny's story and how she went from homeless to making her first million in 2 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This training is going to walk you through exactly some of the principles she used and some of the same principles we use to create the testimonies that you heard in that web presentation earlier. So go ahead and put your name and email address in there and click yes, sign me up.
Okay.
Then what's going to happen, they're going to send you an email, and you're going to get your first training call. You want to go ahead and listen to that call tonight. Make sure you have a pen and paper handy so you can take notes. When you and I reconnect, I'm going to connect back with you and answer any questions you may have about that training call before we get into more of your training.
Okay.
The second thing that I'm going to need you to do is make a list of goals, short-term, long-term. Maisha, I know you want to be able to be at home and spend more time with your kids. You've already told me that. But there's probably some other things that's got to take place. Like you may have some debt that you need to pay off, for instance. It's possible that you need to replace a certain level of income you currently have now. There's probably some things that you want to be able to do with your children. Maybe travel, maybe whatever it may be. You have some goals, some things that you want to accomplish. Short term, some of them, maybe some of them are long term, like set aside money for college for your kids. Whatever it may be, I want you to write a list of goals. It can be 8 things, 10 things, 12 things, just whatever you want to accomplish financially, because as we work together, as long as you do your part, you carry your 50 bricks, I'm going to carry my 50 bricks, and we're going to be able to reach your goals. So I want to go ahead and make that list of goals, and I want you to go ahead. You have my email address?
Yes.
I want you to email those to me before we meet again.
Okay, will do.
And the final thing is if we're going to get in our training, we're going to have some people to practice with, some people that we can actually work with one-on-one. So first of all, the first thing I would do is to anyone that you know that could use our product or service or could potentially benefit from our product or service, they would be a good candidate for us to actually practice with. Anyone that you know of, do you have anyone in your life that, you know, if you just got started in a new position, a new career, a new job, and you were needing to learn that position or that job, and you needed to work with a trainer over the phone, do you know anyone who, if you said, hey, listen, I just started a new position, the company I'm working with allows me to work completely from home, but before I start a national advertising campaign, I need some people to practice with. I'm working with a top trainer in our company. Will you help me practice? Do you have people in your life who would help you practice?
Definitely.
Yeah, just about anyone who knows you, loves you, or likes you, probably anyone in your cell phone, right?
Yes.
Totally. So I want you to make a list of who those people are, how you know them, whether they go to church with them, you work together, whatever the case may be, as well as their phone number. And I want you to come up with a list as many as you possibly can. You know, social scientists tell us that you know over 2,000 people by the time you're 21. I'm not expecting a list of 2,000 people, of course, but certainly the list should be more than, 10 or 12. It should be a list of people that you can actually practice with, because the truth is when you go to practice, not all those people will be at home at the right time. We want to practice things like that, but we want to get you hitting the ground running so when you do start a national advertising campaign, you're able to make money as quick as possible.
Okay.
So you've already filled out you already got access here to the 30-day home business boot camp training. You can go ahead and check your email. You probably already have that very first call. Go ahead and listen to that. And then, of course, go ahead and make a list of goals. And the final thing is to make a list of resources. How soon will you be able to get through that training call? It's going to be roughly an hour long there, 55 minutes, that first training call, and write out your goals and get those resources emailed to me. How soon will you be able to do that?
I should be able to finish this within 2 hours.
Great. Okay. Go ahead and get that to me. My next appointment that I'm going to have available, obviously, you know, it's awful late here tonight in 8:47. So why don't we connect? I'm going to have an opening tomorrow. I can either do tomorrow morning, it looks like 8:15, or I have an opening tomorrow evening at 5:30. Which one works better for you?
Tomorrow morning at 8:15.
Perfect. Okay. Go ahead and get that to me. I definitely want to have a chance to review those goals before we get on the phone together, and we'll go from there.
Thank you.
All right, Maisha. Let's freeze right there for a second. Maisha, how do you feel about working with me?
Amazing. Like, I feel like I really matter and that I'm going to succeed because I'm working with you.
Absolutely. So what I want to touch on here is, first of all, a couple of things. I want to back all the way up to the initial script. When you gave me that money objection, and this is when you gave me that initial money objection, I didn't let it throw me off. And I said, what did you like about what you saw on the web presentation? And you said, well, I mean, it all really looked good, but I don't have $3,500. I didn't let that faze me. I just re-asked the question because you haven't answered my question yet. You didn't tell me what you liked. So I just went back to it because I want to keep the focus on what you liked and what you can do versus what you can't do. So what did you like? I totally understand. What did you like about what you heard on the call? Oh, well, I liked. Sometimes you'll hear things. I like the stories. I like the testimonies. I like the product. I like what they said. I like some of those statistics they shared, depending on the presentation. Tell me more about that. What that allows, as soon as you start talking to me about what you liked, and then I have you tell me more about that, we're not even talking about the money anymore. But what that's allowing me to do is go ahead and go, I need to find your real need and what you feel like this business can do for you. You gave me some concerns you had when I prospected you, but what's amazing about the closing script is when I go to question four, what for? Okay, Maisha, do you want to make a little or a lot? Step three, you said you want to make a lot. What for? Oftentimes, when you ask that what for question, sometimes you'll get an answer a little bit different or more specific than what they ever told you when they were initially prospecting you. It's a really good sign because it's telling you that they actually are seeing how this business or the opportunity or the product or service you have can solve a real need for them. And they're giving you that specific need that is very, you know, specific and targeted to them. And then, of course, you go ahead at question number five. I know you told me you couldn't afford it, but now that we started talking about it, you haven't brought the money issue back up. So I'm just continuing to go through it. You always continue for the close for the product or service. And then when you brought it up, the money thing again, I didn't let it faze me. I just went ahead and, because I asked you, how did you want your name, spelling, your checks, your clients are sending you? You said, well, what if I can't get the money together for 3 or 4 or 5 weeks or whatever? I understand. How did you want your name spelled on your check that your clients are sending you? And then I turned around and I addressed the money issue. The key to the money issue is that you have to understand this. When you're dealing with a no money script, you're truly qualifying that person. Every once in a while, you'll read that no money script. And when you explain Danny Johnson's story and you get to the end, are you as serious as Danny Johnson was? Every once in a while, you'll get people to tell you, no, I'm not sure I'm that serious. Great. I totally understand. When you decide that you are serious, go ahead and give me a call back. Good luck to you and God bless you.
Yeah.
What you're doing when you're reading that no money script is you're really qualifying this person. If you're going to spend additional time working with them and training them, you're qualifying them that they're serious. It's not adding it. Some people, when they understand that, they start adding in extra words and things. It's not about adding extra words. It's just reading the script word for word and giving them time to respond. And you'll notice when I said, tell me why, then it's like North Carolina law, or 6 figures in 6 months. I just applied duct tape and I let you speak. And oftentimes people will go on and on and on. And when they get done with a sentence, you sit quietly and count to yourself like 3 or 4 Mississippi. Don't say a word. Every time they stop, you count to yourself, 1 Mississippi, 2 Mississippi, 3 Mississippi, 4 Mississippi, and sometimes they'll keep talking. the more they're talking about why they're serious, they're talking themselves into needing to work with you.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Doesn't matter what the product or service is. The reason they're talking themselves into needing to work with you is they themselves know there's no better solution.
All right.
And you're qualifying that it's worth your time. When they get done, then you continue on. When you get to the very end, I'll know that you're serious, and I'll take you to the next step. And you start to give them the three steps. What you want to do is take them to Smarter Networker. Now, some of you may be working in a system where your company potentially has your client or your new team member or whatever. Maybe they have access to a website, or maybe it could be a free site. There's a team site, whatever it might be that you may have, where it's doing the same process. Then go for it. Some of you, maybe you have a website that, you know, there's been websites out there, you know, $29, $179, whatever it is, and they're going to get access to like a corporate website or a company website. They're going to have training. As long as that website guides them back to Smarter Networker, as long as it guides them back to building their business with Smarter Networker, it's totally fine. What you don't want your website to do is you don't want to start inundating them with an enormous amount of product information. That's what you do not want to do. If your training website or your new website is just overwhelming them with product information, your person is going to get overwhelmed and they're not going to get started. If that's the case, you take them straight to Smarter Networker. That's why the team at Smarter Networker has designed the website the way it is, with a free 30-day home business bootcamp training. Once your brand new person understands what it takes to build a business, and it's as simple as getting a hold of a potential client, whether it's a warm market, lukewarm market, cold market, lead, whatever it is, they get a hold of that person, they're reading a script, they're guiding them to a presentation, they're reading a closing script, and that's in essentially collecting a check. When they understand it's that simple, that is the process. That's the process to making money. That's what you want to be showing them, is what that process is. Smarter Networker will do that automatically with you guiding them through it. If your company doesn't have anything that shows that process, then you want to use Smarter Networker. Not that your company is bad. I promise you, most of your companies are doing what they're supposed to do. They're educating you on the product. But if the person hasn't gotten started in business yet, they're giving you an objection, it's because they don't believe they can do it yet. You start telling them that your product has, you know, whatever, 17% vitamin D, E, negative E, F, G, whatever. You start getting into all the ingredients and why your product is great, or why you have the best insurance product, or how amazing your travel service is, and there's nothing else out there like it. You start getting into all that stuff, and they're overwhelmed with knowledge. It makes it even more complicated. They can't do it. When you start training them, you have to train them on a method. You have to be working with them. What you're really doing in this training is you are training them, but it creates a reason for you to follow up. Because how often, Maisha, have someone told you they didn't have the money, or they'll have the money later, and you set a follow-up appointment to follow up with them? How often does that happen?
Too often.
Sure, okay. And I bet one of two things happened, right? Either you called them and they weren't there.
Yes.
Or you called them and you kind of felt like you were bugging them. You didn't know what to say.
You're right.
Have you found the money yet?
Yes.
That's not an effective way to close someone, is to call them up and say, hey, are you ready to give me your Visa?
Well, I don't exactly say it like that, but
I know.
Like, okay, you told me to call you back March 16th, so, yeah.
But it's awkward, isn't it?
Yes.
Totally awkward. It's because you don't want to just be calling and asking them for their money, but you don't know how to convey it any other way. So what you're actually doing here, it's what Danny Johnson calls expose, involve, and upgrade. And if you, Maisha, if you haven't got a hold of expose, involve, and upgrade, I'm sure you probably get it through Smarter Networker. Go on their website, click on the products tab. You want to get expose, involve, and upgrade. Anyone on the call, if you've not listened to that, it's how I have made millions of dollars. That's millions with an M-I-L-L-I-O-N-S. I think that's how you spell it. If it's not, don't tell me I was wrong. Millions of dollars is expose, involve, and upgrade. What has just happened is you've taken their objection, and they essentially told you why you needed to reconnect with them. You've honored them and actually started training them through Smarter Networker. You're training them. Even if once they start going through that training, when you reconnect back with them, so people say, what do you do when you reconnect back with them? Okay, when you reconnect back with them, there's four basic things that you need, that you say to them. First of all, every time you reconnect back with them, it's, you immediately build rapport. So if, when I call Maisha back, tomorrow, I'm immediately gonna be, I call her back tomorrow morning and say, gosh, Maisha, I got your goals and your resource list. Obviously, you're really excited. You're ready to, for your business. Were you even able to sleep last night?
Yeah.
Let me ask you, Maisha, the first time you came across your company, were you not totally excited?
Yes.
Totally. Could you sleep at night, or were you tossing and turning?
Yeah, I couldn't sleep because it was too exciting.
Totally. It's the same thing for them. So you want to build that. Were you even able to sleep? They're going to tell you, no, I'm so excited, whatever. Okay, great. And then it's just, what did you like best? That's the first thing you always ask. What did you like best about what you heard on that Smarter Networker call?
Okay.
Tell me more about that.
Okay.
Do you have any questions for me?
Got it.
Okay, great. Your next step is? So, whatever the next step is, it's another level of exposure. If you have a corporate website or a company website that actually is going through business training, ideally geared after Danny Johnson's training, Smarter Networker, follow that model. If you don't, then use Smarter Networker as a crutch to what to do in the training. Go in there and find a call of your own in the prospecting section, for instance, on reading the scripts. And you already know your clients listening to 30-day bootcamp training. You let that run on its own. They're going to be getting one of those every day. They have access to that, all 30 of those if they actually go in and dig through it. But you guide them to either a corporate training that's talking about the business, that's reading, teaching how to read scripts, or you go into Smarter Networker, you find a call yourself and make available to them, whatever it may be, on maybe it's one of the 30-day business, 30-day bootcamp training calls, just find one of them and give them a specific call that's going to show them about prospecting and reading a script, talking to clients. When they go through a call about reading a script and they have Danny teaching on reading a script, what's going to happen, Maisha? Are they going to have a deja vu moment?
Yeah.
Is it going to be the same script that you actually read to them the first time?
Yes.
Totally. And so now, what did I tell you earlier, if someone makes a decision, is it simple, can I do it?
Yes.
It's going to begin to feel real simple. So you'll find another training that you'll guide them to. You'll set another appointment. You'll follow back up with them. You do that. You do one or two of those. As long as you're showing them something about prospecting, guiding clients with information, as they're asking questions, they may ask about the scripts. Yes, it's just, and you look for an opportunity to guide them to buy the script book. And they can buy it right off of Smarter Networker's website. They look for an opportunity to guide them to buy the script book.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go and guide them. Once they understand the purpose, they buy the script book. Now, something's happened. If you did not have a free corporate training you could take them through, and Smarter Networkers was free, and now, but as you build up a value in what you're doing, you're exposing, involving them, upgrading them, now they buy the script book. Now you know that there's a level of seriousness, because here after you've been training with them, you know, you've spent basically an hour on the phone with them, maybe over 2 days, maybe only 30 minutes or 40 minutes. Each one of those appointments will only be about 10 minutes long. So you spent 30, 40 minutes with them on the phone, and then they buy the script books. Is that a higher level of commitment than where they were before?
Yes, it is.
And sometimes, because of the training, they'll go in and buy the script books on their own. They'll call you up and tell you, hey, listen, I bought those script books. Is that okay to do that? Hey, I bought those script books. There was two of them, and then there was a six figures in 6 months. It seemed like a good thing. And then there was the prospect and closure rate a million. Does that sound like a good idea? I bought all those. Was that a good idea?
Yes.
As they go through the training, they're going to understand the benefit of it. Now, some people are short-minded thinking. They're like, oh, my goodness, well, you know, I don't want them, you know, buying script books and buying, you know, products off Smarter Networker because they haven't even you know, bought my product or service yet. But listen, are you interested in your people succeeding long term, or are you just interested in a little quick wham bam, thank you, ma'am?
No, I want them to succeed long term.
Totally. Wham bam, thank you, ma'am is what used car salesmen do. We're not interested in being used car salesmen. We're interested in changing someone's life. Once they have access to the training tools and they realize, is it simple, can I do it, they're going to get started. They're going to get started. And so all you're doing is following up with them, exposing them to another level of training. You can even take them back after, you know, you took them through a prospecting training call or another call on Smarter Network or a video. They can see a video, you know, any of the videos that are posted, anything that's on YouTube that Brian incorporated, me, any of the team at Smarter Network has put on YouTube, anything that's available that's free, you can guide them to any of that stuff and use any of it. Now, if your company has other things that are good, long as it's not overwhelming them about the product, anything you show them about the product at all, you want it to be very simple, very straightforward, and you do not want to be a product geek whatsoever. I myself have a very complicated product. I almost never talk to people about the product because if I talk to them, it's after they get started, because if you're going into all the product details, you're overwhelming them. They're going to need to think about it. They're confused. They're trying to talk about it to family members, friends, whatever the case may be, and they're not going to get started, because what's going to happen is they're going to start asking their family members and friends are going to start asking them questions. They don't even know the questions themselves. They feel silly for not knowing the answer, and then they get nervous. What if a prospect, what if a client did it, they didn't know the answer? Gosh, they don't have enough information. They can't start. So you do not want to overwhelm them with information about the product.
Yes.
Now, once they get the script booked, you have a couple of options. One of the things that I would do anyway ahead of time is I would take them back to that initial web presentation that you took them through the first time all over again. But when you take them back to the initial web presentation, this may be 2 or 3 days later. Remember, it's expose, involve, and upgrade. So what that means is there's always another level of exposure. And so if you're using Smarter Networker and in different calls and videos and different things that Smarter Networker makes available, then you can go back, and by the way, if a webinar comes up, anything like that, you know, the webinars they've been doing where if you're not a pro member, you pay whatever it is. It's a few dollars. I'm a pro member, so I don't know what it is, but you just
$27.
Pay $27. Yeah, there you go, $27. Then, yeah, you can edify that webinar with Danny Johnson, edify that webinar, and that's another thing. Get them on that webinar. Get them engaged actively live. Once they get that script book in their hand, you take them back, you have them go through another one of those. So let's say, let me role play this with you. Okay. Let's say that I'm following up with you. You listen to a Smarter Networker call. It could be whatever. I'm just coming up with something random. 5 reasons your distributor doesn't go to work. It could be a call like that. So okay. I can call you up. Ring, ring.
Hello.
Hi, Maisha. How's it going?
Everything's going good.
How is your baby doing?
Oh, he's doing well.
Awesome. Is he walking yet?
Oh, yes, he is, definitely.
You're having a hard time keeping up with him, huh?
Yeah, I know. His voice.
Terrible twos. Yes. So, okay, listen, I know that you went through that conference call or that training call I guided you for Smarter Networker. What did you like best about that?
The part of getting over excuses, like, that's something really big. I really love hearing that.
Tell me more about that.
Because I feel like I created a lot of excuses, and just to hear, like, somebody that went from being homeless to generating millions and getting over the excuses, it really stood out to me and made me want to look at life in a different perspective.
No question. I've actually listened to that call over a dozen times myself. It's a call. It's just a reminder. Every once in a while, you know, it's easy to see how you can get in that rut, right?
Yes.
Totally. Listen, okay, so your next step is, in your training, I want to take you back through that initial presentation that you went through on the web presentation. Because, you know, when you first went through that web presentation and you saw Mr. Smith on there and he explaining all the details and all the aspects of our company, you know, Mr. Smith has generated millions with our company. And he volunteers his time so often, giving back to the community he lives in and individuals in our company. It's absolutely incredible. But he did such a great job on that presentation. The first time you went through that presentation, remember, you and I had just met, and you were really just going through that presentation so you could learn more about our company. Now, I want you to go through that presentation and just really take really good, copious notes, because I want you to grab the full content of what he's talking about in that presentation. And the biggest reason is because in the future, that's the same presentation your clients are going to be listening to. If there's any facts, if there's any statistics that he gives on that presentation, and it could be a conference call, whatever your company does, but if there's any information that he gives that you're unsure of or you have a question about specifically, a detail, I just want to listen to it with new ears now. So that presentation, you have the web address?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead and listen to that again, and then why don't we plan to reconnect, and I'll answer any questions that you may have, and then we're going to go into more information as far as building a business and working with clients and things like that. I can't wait to get you to, you know, those goals that we talked about earlier. So go ahead and listen to that, and why don't we plan to connect? I'm going to have my next opening this evening at 7:45. Does that work?
Yes, I do.
Great. Okay. Go ahead and listen to that. Make sure you have a pen and paper handy, and we'll reconnect at 7:45, and I'll answer any questions you may have.
All right. Talk to you then.
Cool. Are you going to go back to that web presentation?
Yes.
Yes. How come?
It's because the way you brought it out, like, oh, listen to it and take copious notes, and it's just the way that you...
We created
like,
a perfect...
Yeah, exactly.
When you're working and training someone, Danny Johnson talks about how you're always closing them to a six-figure income. You're always looking for a way to create a purpose to get someone to that next step. It could be getting someone to go to first steps to success. Let's say we follow up and, you know, what did you like about it? Tell me more about that. Do you have any questions for me? Okay, great. Your next step is. Let's say you ask me, yeah, you know, I heard Danny Johnson talking about this training event that was coming up. And I think she said it was going to be in Chicago, Illinois. Is that when the next event is at? Should I go? Actually, that was a recorded call. The next training event that Danny's going to have is going to be May 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. And should you go to that event? Yes. I can't tell you. I don't know any training event that's created more six-figure income earners, that's allowed more moms to be able to be at home with their kids and create an income that they can live off of, not to mention support their family at the same time. Is that a desire that you have?
Yes.
So I would highly recommend that training event. Actually, right now there's a discount on the website. I don't even know. I haven't looked at it today, but it's an incredible discount. Why don't we do this? I can actually get you in contact with someone directly at the company. I have an inside track because I know there's a discount on the website. It's about 40 or 50% off, I believe, in what the price would be at the door. So let's at least find out what that discount is going to be. Hold on 1 second. Let me see if I can get in contact with someone at the company. Guess who I'm about to call?
Who?
I'm going to call Laura at Smarter Networker and get her on the phone with my brand new person.
Okay.
Why am I going to do that?
So she can edify the event and make sure that I, you know, get there, like create excitement.
Yes. Laura is going to edify me, edify my business, or Brian or any of those people at Smarter Networker, whoever mm-hmm. you normally work with. They're going to now be a third-party source. The person is going to figure out that Laura is not directly in your company. They're going to know that Laura, whether it was Brian or any of the staff over there at Smarter Networker, now they have a connection directly one-on-one with your prospect, but they're going to be edifying your prospect. They're going to be edifying you as someone to work with as a leader in the industry. They're going to talk about your integrity. If they know your story, they're going to share your story, and they're going to build a connection. They're going to get your client's contact information. They're going to follow up with them. If your client gives them an objection, they're going to follow up with them. And I got to tell you, I have a woman who just recently got started with our company. Since our price points are similar, I told you our top package is $11,000. True story. I have a woman a couple months ago that I connected with Brian and Laura, and Laura, absolutely incredibly professional, made the lady feel just awesome about the training, awesome about our company, awesome about working with me, and stress why she needed to get the first steps to success. I didn't follow up with the lady about first steps. Suddenly the lady calls me up and says, hey, listen, I got my ticket. I talked to Laura today about first steps. Are you going to meet me there?
Oh, that's awesome.
Because Laura got her to first steps, she came in at our package at the top level and paid me $11,000.
Wow.
By the way, This is someone whose home was in foreclosure, someone who lost their job, husband had medical issues, lost his job. They were behind on their taxes, gave me all the reasons why they didn't have money. She's an amazing woman. It's a privilege and honor and a pleasure to work with her. We have a phenomenal friendship. We've already, you know, talking about going on vacation together. I've already met a lot of her family. Can't wait to meet the rest of her family. But I can honestly tell you one of the key reasons that I work with her today is because I plugged her into Smarter Networker.
That's amazing.
I want to pause and see what would be happening here at this point. See, you every time you set an appointment to follow back up with your client, because you're always creating another exposure. What's happening, not only have you created another exposure, you created systems that are working for you automatically. See, soon as they put in their email address at Smarter Networker, are they getting regular emails from Smarter Networker? Yes, they are.
Yeah, they are.
You're not having to email them. Smarter Networker is doing it on your behalf and plugging them into more training that's building their belief.
Mm-hmm.
Once you connect them one-on-one with a staff member over at Smarter Networker, that person is working to get them plugged in, going to First Steps. Those people are Danny Johnson trained through and through and through and through. Some of the best in the industry. They're working to get your people trained. How important is it that a brand new person that you're working with get to First Steps of success?
That's extremely important.
Extremely important.
Yes.
Yeah, extremely important. Last week, Laura talked about, she shared this statistic. This is a true statistic. I've had over 100 people make five figures in a single month working with me. Not a single one of those people. I have not had anyone. I haven't seen anyone in the last 10 years in our company make six figures without going to First Steps. None of those people I just talked about making five figures in 1 month, none of those people, it's well over 100 now, none of those people did it without First Steps. Matter of fact, in all the years I've been in this business, I have not had a single person succeed without going to First Steps. I mean, my biggest success story without First Steps might be $5,000 or $6,000, personally, on their own. So I know when someone gets started in our company that if I don't get them the First Steps, they're going to fail. And I've had people go to First Steps because they plugged into Smarter Networker or they plugged into one of Danny's calls somewhere. I've had people go to First Steps before they got started. As long as I was at that event with them, obviously I got trained, and simultaneously, what do you think Danny Johnson did for the weekend?
She trained the new person.
She got them started in my business.
Yes, exactly.
I've often said from stage that I get to have a millionaire go to work for me, and I didn't pay her anything. Danny Johnson's made me more money, and I've never received a paycheck from her, ever. I don't even use the affiliate program of Smarter Networker personally, for me personally, just because I just take people directly to the website, and that's just how I do it. But the bottom line is it still makes you a ton of money, and you know they're trained to succeed. And not only that, are they learning how to manage their finances?
Yes.
Are they learning how to deal with maybe teenage kids that are causing them an enormous amount of stress that are unrelated?
Yes.
Are they learning how to get along better with their spouses?
Yes.
Have amazing, passionate marriages?
Yes.
So you're truly changing their life, not just financially. So, cool.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Maisha, we're going to talk about a couple more objections with others here momentarily. Maisha, I got to tell you, I'm excited for you beyond belief. I think your heart is absolutely in the right place, and you just needed a little bit of tweaking. Hopefully you listen to this over and over again, and you tweak it to specifically, you know, I don't know what your company has in place, if there's another website you need to take people to or whatever that you could do to train them or whatever. If they do, I definitely recommend you do that, unless it's going to overwhelm them with product information. But if it's going to show them how to build a business.
I'll be using Smarter Networker.
Totally. Then there's nothing wrong with that. Then if that's what, listen to this again, get your, as long as you know what those, in the script, if you look at me and there's, the script is obviously the original script. It took people to Danny Johnson's website prior to Smarter Networker existing. You don't want to take them just to DannyJohnson.com. You want to take them to Smarter Networker. So when you read through that script, you need to just know what your step one is, what your step two is, and what your step three is. And once you get them down the road, you can actually role play with them. You can practice with their resources. They got someone on their list. You can practice and just basically get the person on the phone, let them know you're scripting, and just practice with their warm market. If they have someone in their warm market that they're totally just practicing with, but that person happens to make a decision to get started, is it likely they're going to be able to find the money to get started?
Yes.
Yeah, they don't want to miss out on any money themselves. So That's another angle. I didn't have time to really go down that path. That's a whole other angle as well. But there, even if that person doesn't start, the fact that you're truly practicing, you're able to expose your business to someone else, you're presenting to someone else, it's a lead that doesn't cost you money, and you're still building a relationship with that person that you, so you're actually working with two prospects simultaneously, the person you're training and their warm market that you're practicing with.
Awesome. Thank you.
You're very welcome, Aisha. I'm excited for you. You are going to do incredible. I can't wait to be hearing your story, whether it's on a Smarter Networker call, whether it's that first step of success. I'm going to be in the audience smiling at you. I can't wait to hear of the success that's going to come out of this for you.
Thank you so much. I don't know how to say thanks.
You're very welcome. Okay. Carrie, go ahead and put Maisha back in the queue. If we can clear the queue for a minute, I want to handle another common objection, because I know we're going to run out of time. Unfortunately, we could do this over and over again, but I know there's another common objection that people deal with. So I want to deal with someone who says they need to think about it. If that's something that you get, you have someone say, gosh, I'm just not sure. I really need to think this over. I need to think about it. If you're trying to read the closing script and you get that objection a lot, I want you to press 1. And then, Carrie, you can just grab the first person. Let me know who it is.
Looks like Susan Belarca.
Okay.
Susan, your line's open.
Hey, Susan, how are you?
Hi, Stacy.
Cool. By the way, one moment. Carrie, you're doing awesome. We don't have any way to communicate with verbal clues. You're figuring it out. You're amazing. Thank you so much. Okay. Susan, so you get people say, I need to think about it.
Yes. I had a particular situation where I think I really blew it this week. Can I tell you about it?
Sure.
It's a multifaceted.
Okay. Well, just for the sake of time, we need to be quick. So you got to give me the abridged version.
Okay, so basically, she's asking questions like for the top package, okay, so what happened was after the live call, it turns out that there's a spouse who is a decision maker that she had in the speaker. And, however, he wasn't really interested in engaging with me, and then she kind of was interrupting me when I was asking her what she liked about it, what she liked the money and the goals and all that. But she seemed to be going, well, I just need to think about it. I need to talk to my husband about it and things like that. And so I just really wasn't on point with the script and answering her objections. And it wasn't the money. She had the money. They had the money.
Sure. Okay. Well, why don't we do this? Why don't we go through it, role-playing it, and then we'll just give me the objections to the best of your ability to weigh it the way it happened. So, okay, so we're after the, so you basically three-way them into a conference call. Is that what I'm understanding? That's how you do it?
The wife. I did not know that the husband was a decision maker.
Okay, not a big deal. Not a big deal at all. So, by the way, when you deal with a situation with a spouse, just a heads up, almost always, people will use their spouse as a crutch or an excuse. It's no big deal. It's just something we got to deal with. Never think that someone says that, they must talk to their spouse. That's exactly how it's got to be. Even if you love your spouse with all your heart, you're happily married, you love your spouse with all your heart, and you would talk things over with your spouse, the truth of the matter is, if you went to look at a car lot because you were really interested in buying a car, a new car, or whatever the case may be, you're going to ask buying questions. You're going to be looking specific information because you want to make the decision that you actually want to buy that car, make that purchase, whatever it may be. So even if you would consult your spouse, you're still going to make all the decisions on your own. And how many of us know that if we really, 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 really want something, we have very creative ways that we've learned with our spouse that we can communicate with our spouse in a way that we can typically get our spouses on board? That's what I thought. We all have it. We all have that unique capability if we make that decision. But oftentimes, people will use a spouse as a crutch potentially. So let's talk about how to deal with either the thinking over or the spousal objection, whatever we get. And this might be really good because sometimes they do morph into very similar similar situations. So let's go with this. So I'll just we're right after the conference call because you said you did three-way them, correct?
The wife. I did not know the husband was going to be a part of any of this. And all of a sudden, he showed up at the end. And she says, oh, my husband's been on the speakerphone and all this. But he really didn't want to engage with me. He kind of just disappeared. She goes, oh, he kind of left the room, that type of thing.
Okay, that's no big deal. Okay, no big deal at all. Okay, so we're going to the end of the conference call there. So, hi, Susan. What did you like about what you heard on that call?
You know, my husband's been listening to this, and I'm going to have to talk to him about it. Oh, also, can I just try this? This is exactly what happened. Can I just try this for 2 weeks? And, you know, if it doesn't work out, then, you know, I don't have to continue.
Great question. Okay. Tell me more about what you liked about what you heard on the call.
Oh, I think I can make 10 to 20,000 extra I want. You know, I have money for my grandchildren and definitely the travel. My husband and I like to travel.
Okay. And Susan, do you want to make a little or a lot with your company?
Well, I only need to make 10, 20,000 extra this year.
What for?
Mostly my grandchildren and building a trust, trust for them. And I think that's it. I have mostly my grandchildren in mind.
So, Susan, at your current job, how long would it take you to be able to make an extra $10,000 to $20,000 for that trust for your grandchildren?
Well, like I told you, I can't work in nursing anymore because I can't lift patients and I'm a bit disabled, so I'm not doing anything. I probably couldn't anytime soon.
Where do you see yourself getting started? At the bottom, working slowly towards being able to make that $10,000 to $20,000 for your grandchildren? Or do you want to position yourself where you can earn 3 to 9 times the amount of money for the same amount of work and effort as the person at the bottom does?
Well, probably the last thing you said.
Great. Welcome aboard. How do you want your name spelled on your text your clients are sending you, Susan?
Well, you know, I have to think about it. I have to talk to my husband.
Okay. Is it that you need to think about it or that you need to talk to your husband? Which one is it?
Well, I just don't think this is for me. I don't want to do this now. This is exactly what happened.
Okay.
I couldn't say anything else, so that's why I'm asking you. I know it's putting me on the spot, like I don't really know what I'm doing, but I'm a pretty good closer, but this really had me thrown for a loop. I mean, I just felt like I really blew it.
What, did she gave you all your needs, everything that she wanted to do, and she told you she wanted to try it out for 2 months, and you just kept reading the script? Or did you get off the script?
She kept interjecting things like, you know, my husband's, you know, not really here, I need to ask him. She went from trying it for 2 weeks to, I don't think this is for me. It went like that. It was very discombobulated.
Out of curiosity, how come you didn't do that to me just now?
I kind of did, but a lesser version.
Okay, so I
kept interjecting, you know, I don't think this is for me. My husband's out of the room. I'm not going to do this. It was like that. It really was. I mean, I barely got like 2 words in between her saying those things.
Susan, there's a few things that I think you can't do, but only getting in 2 words, I think you're capable of getting in more than 2 words. So, let me pause right here for a second, Susan. When we went through the script, when you mentioned the husband, it wasn't anything that changed what I did. A lot of times your prospects are going to say things, and it doesn't change the process. It's not a big deal. You just continue to stick to the script. What you're really looking for first is when you get down to question 4. By just reading the script, it was designed this way on purpose. You just stick to the script, and you get to question 4. What happens is, and you notice, this is a really good example because you already told me in question 2 on what you wanted to do, your grandkids and the money and things like that. But even though you told me that, it didn't change how I read the script. I still kept reading the closing script word for stinking word.
Yes.
Now, when we get down, and you mentioned the husband, I still didn't let it change that I kept reading the script word for word. To begin with, on question 1, you mentioned the money objection thing and then talking it over with your husband or whatever, and I still went back because you didn't answer my question. I just politely, without being aggressive, re-ask the question, what did you like about what you heard on the call? You mentioned the money, etc. So no matter what you said to me, I still kept reading the script word for word. And that's the reason why you used the lighter version. There was nowhere, there was never an opening for me. I wasn't trying to get into a sales mode. I wasn't trying to reason or rationalize anything with you. I wasn't trying to get to know your husband. If he had introduced himself to me, then I would have totally addressed him, and I would have been speaking plurally. But just because you told me he was there and then he went out the room, so what? Oh, well. I'm still sticking to the script. Nothing gets off track. Now, I've never really had anyone give me their need and tell me why they were really serious and needed to do this and then suddenly hang up on me. Now, I have been reading the script for one reason or another, and someone will hang up on me. I'm not Danny Johnson. I only have a 33% closing ratio. I don't have a 100% closing ratio. So if you're just reading the script, not arguing, not trying to reason or justify, not getting off track, if they tell you their need and then suddenly hang up on you randomly, well, what'd they do? If that's how it works.
She just didn't hang up. She said she just said basically, I don't think this is for me, and just hung up, because I believe her husband was there, and I just sensed that she was looking at him and he just wanted her to hang up. Like, he just didn't want
to. Well, now we're guessing her and we're clairvoyant or we're
godlike. I know. And that was involved. That was involved, and that's on me, and that's why I'm bringing this up, because I was making judgments, and, that's why I'm bringing this up.
Well, you didn't need me to tell you what was the solution here. Don't do that.
Yeah.
So, because you have an outgoing, strong personality already, Susan. You can just pick that up over the phone, even if I had never met you before at an event. You have an outgoing, strong personality immediately already. You don't have to, when we start thinking for our prospects, or we start wondering what's going on,
right,
unintentionally, it starts to adjust how we respond. And we don't need to do that. You take things exactly at face value. Are there other things going on behind the scenes? Always. You're always dealing with people's fears. You can't see their fears. But Dani was amazing when she designed the scripts. They work incredibly well. They work very well that they handle just about any situation if we just stick to them and literally just move to that next step and move to that next step. If she said to you, I'm not interested, I don't think this is for me, and hung up on you randomly or instantaneously like that at some random point, there's nothing you can do. She just disqualified herself. Fantastic, you move on to the next person. That's no big deal.
Well, that's what happened at the end.
Yeah, well, then that's nothing on your part. The only thing that I would look back on is, what did I say? If it was my situation, Susan, and we weren't there, we don't have a recording of what happened, so I'm just going to give you this food for thought. You look back on that situation, and regardless of what you think was going on, where did you get off of the script? If you got off the script, where did you get off the script? And what did you add outside of the script? And don't do that again, because clearly if that was the case, that didn't work. If you went through that script word for word and that's how it worked out, which that's a little unusual, of course, and I think you know that. That's probably why we're on this call right now talking. If that happens and she just hung up on you, okay, so what? Moving right along. She wasn't qualified. You don't really know what happened behind the scenes. It may not have been nothing with the husband. It could have been the husband came home and told her, hey, look, our son just got in a car accident. I don't know if he's hurt or not. You know, mm-hmm. Billy Bob is down there. I need to go see what's going on. And that might be what, you don't have any idea what was going on behind the scenes in her life. So, you know, trying to guess that would make us like clairvoyant and or godlike. And so we're not omnipresent. We're certainly not all knowing. So it's okay. You just move right along and call the next person.
Okay.
Yeah. Just keep using your strong personality. Go for it. I mean, you have a boldness that is unique to you. You just stick to the script, go with it, and you're gonna do awesome. You're doing amazing already. I've seen some of your numbers in this class. They've been incredible, Susan. Just keep it up. You're doing phenomenal. I mean, there's a lot of people who love to have the numbers and the ratios that you have. Don't let that kind of stuff throw you off your game. That's the bottom line. You have
okay.
a good game. Don't let that stuff throw you off. All right.
Thank you.
You're very welcome, Susan. Okay, let's grab someone else who deals with the I have to think about it objection. So, Carrie, if you could place her back into the queue, and then just let's grab the next person that's dealing with I have to think about it.
Okay. Lamar Davison. Lamar, your line's open.
Hey, Lamar.
Hey, I'm Quinn.
How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing good.
Awesome. You have a phenomenal presence on the phone. Just like
Oh, thank you.
Very good presence. Strong presence. Okay. So you deal with the I have to think about it objection.
Yeah, I deal with it one today. Guys, I was calling him, but he didn't pick up the phone. So what happened was he texted me and said, I had to think about it. And I was like, okay. I wish he'd just pick up the phone when I call, but that was kind of weird. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm glad you mentioned this. Anyone, if you have an autoresponder system when it comes to emails or something like that, and Lamar, I know the company you're in, I know your process, I know you do. For anyone else on the phone, when it comes to emails, for instance, let your any automated system you have, let that work for you. Let that take place. You plug people in a smarter network or they send out automatic emails, let that take place for you. As far as writing emails yourself, I tell people, I've been telling people for years, you do not get paid to write emails. Do not write emails. It's a waste of time. You don't build a relationship with emails. And that now morphs into text. When he texted you that he needed to think about it, I'm not sure what you did, but immediately, if I were you, even if you just called him and that's what he texted, I'd immediately hit redial.
Okay. Yeah, I actually did.
Okay,
I didn't pick up. So I just all right, I just got to go ahead and replace him.
That's right. So. You handled it perfectly. If you tried to get into a text conversation, what ends up happening is now they want to do the entire conversation through text. If you, no matter what you try to say and you respond to text, I don't respond to text whatsoever. Matter of fact, the phone that I use, people can't even text. If they try to text, they're going to get nothing. No response whatsoever. Every once in a while, someone gets my cell phone maybe. They text me. I do not respond to text whatsoever. You can't build relationships. You can't, you know, how many times have you texted someone and made a mistake or you had to re-elaborate because they didn't understand what you're trying to say? Have you ever had a misunderstanding in text?
Not really, because I don't really like sending texts or emails myself. It's kind of a waste of time, and I say, you ain't going to pick up the phone, then what's the point?
Right. That's right. That's right. If they're not going to pick up the phone, they're not really serious about building a business. That's correct. So we all have predictive text. We've all made mistakes. Communicating in text is a bad idea. So it sounds like you handle that fine. They got to be able to be able to handle someone's objection or to be able to answer someone's questions, they have to be able to pick up the phone. Email, text, Facebook messages, that's not the place to do that kind of stuff. You can form people on Facebook and stuff like that, like Danny teaches. If that's the direction, you know, if that's how you build your business, that's the direction you want to go in. But when it comes to closing someone and building a relationship with someone, you have to do that one-to-one. Do you have any great friends that you've never talked to ever, ever, ever?
You talking about great friends? Or you talking
yeah,
about,
that you never talked
close
to verbally.
Mm.
No, you don't.
That's yeah, true. Yeah.
It's a trick question. So.
Yeah, it is.
The only way you become a friend is you spend time and you invest time in other people.
Yes.
That's the only way you develop. So to do that, it's not through text and email. It's through, at a minimum, phone communication. If they're local, you talk to them face-to-face, right?
Yes.
So it's the same thing here. So I think you handle that just perfect.
Okay.
So, okay. Kerry, put him back into the queue. And Lamar, it sounds like you got a good grasp of what you're doing. You just keep it up, man. You're on the right track. You're doing phenomenal. I mean, Lamar, in your case, you just need to keep looking at your numbers. You just need to keep doing more of what you're doing. And last week I talked about that, working with a spirit of excellence, being consistent. Stay on that track, plug into trainings like this, picking up every nugget and applying it into your business. When the student is ready, the teacher will appear. We determine when we're the student and what we need based off the training, the work we're doing, the training we're plugging into, and then we get those aha moments. We get those light bulb moments through the training, the epiphany, sitting in a First Steps event, listening to a Smarter Networker call, a call like this. And the only reason we get those light bulb moments is because of the work that we're currently doing now. If we weren't doing the work that we're doing, we wouldn't get those moments on, you know, that one thing we can do to improve closing or prospecting or tracking our numbers a certain way. We wouldn't get those moments if we weren't doing the work. So I know you're doing that, Lamar, so just keep doing that. Your numbers aren't bad. Your numbers actually look a lot better now where you're at in your business with the time you put in your business than mine did in the same spot. You're doing awesome.
Thanks, Mr. O'Coin.
You're very welcome. Okay. I really want to handle Kerry, if we can clear the queue for a minute because I need to maybe provide a little more clarity. If you're dealing with a closing scenario, you're closing someone and you deal with the I need to think about it objection. I want to handle that objection for you specifically. So if that's you, if you press 1, we're going to have the amazing Carrie grab you out of the queue.
Okay, Stacey. Looks like we have Amy Lee. Amy, your line's open.
Hi, Amy.
Hi, Stacey. Hi, Stacey. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you just fine. How are you?
I'm good. Hey, thank you so much for being on this call. I know you are on the holidays and you're volunteering, so thank you so much on behalf of all of us for your time and your support and your wisdom.
Oh, you're awesome. Thank you for saying that. You're totally, totally welcome, and the only reason I can do it is someone did it for me a long time ago. So no big deal, and her name was Dani Johnson, and she's too busy to do this now. So, okay, let's talk about it, Amy. And what is your closing scenario like, meaning what is your presentation like, and then when are you closing, and when do you typically get the I need to think about it objection?
Yeah, so in my, I send them to a web presentation. There's 3 videos. It's about 25 minutes, and then I call them after 30 minutes. And then I had a few instances where people say they need to think about it, and then I, in one of the closing scripts, the thing to say is, okay, I can see that you have some really great questions. What are your question 1, question 2, question 3? So then we go through all of them, and then there's always a question that gets me stumped is how do we get paid? So this is after I've gone through the whole closing script. I read questions, I think it's 1 to 6 or, yeah, I read all the questions, and then this is when they have all these questions, and then we go through each question. And then
So
they said, okay, I still need to think about it. So then I go through the 3 questions that they have, and one of the questions is always, how do I get paid? And then, honestly, I haven't even been making any money myself. So I tell them, best as I know, you know, 25% upfront and 10% team commission. But I don't know, like, I just haven't been able to get over that. I can't handle that objection.
The key when you're handling questions, and by the way, thank you so much for, I mean, you just cut, like, a good 15 minutes of our training off right here by explaining what you're doing, and you're handling the first part expertly, incredibly correct, totally right. You're doing that from what you just told us really, really well. There may be 1 or 2 things I might be able to tweak potentially, but maybe not. You may already be doing it. But let me talk about questions. That's really what I was hoping to get to, so I'm glad you brought that up. First of all, when you answer someone's questions, you want to keep the answer simple, direct, but you want to answer the question. And so the key to that is you don't want to overwhelm them with information. And at all costs, you want to avoid getting into long compensation plan conversations. When you went through your compensation plan training with the person you're working with or the company or whatever the case can be, was that a relatively lengthy explanation?
Yes.
Okay. Your prospect to make a decision to purchase your product, service, what industry are you in?
Health, weight loss, wellness.
Okay. Okay. Is it a exercise thing or is it primarily a nutritional thing?
Nutritional thing.
Okay, perfect. So, okay. So let's just role play. Let's just role play through this because we know exactly where you're getting stumped. So let me go through the close. Hit me up with the I need to think about it objection. I'm going to go through the script that you alluded to for the sake of everyone on the call, and then we'll handle those questions. And I'll narrate a few things for other people. So you said you took it. It was a conference call. It was a web presentation that was 25 minutes long or so?
Yeah, it's a website that has 3 videos.
Okay. Okay, and then you follow up with them right after that.
Right after, yeah.
Yeah, that sounds, you're doing perfect. Good job on that. That's spot on. Excellent. Okay. Give me 1 second here. Gotta take in some other notes here. Okay, so we're following up right after that web presentation. So, ring, ring.
Hello.
Hi, Amy. What did you like about what you saw on the website?
I like that we can make a lot of money. I like that the product really helps people. I like that it can do some really good, really great things for my health.
Tell me more about that.
Well, I my husband and I have really specific goals and things of what we want to do, and we definitely want to retire him so we can stay, so he can stay at home with the kids. And, yeah, and the product just seems amazing. A lot of testimonials, and I really think that, it can help a lot of people.
Okay. Amy, do you want to make a little or a lot with our company?
A lot.
What for?
To retire my husband.
And Amy, at your current job, how long would it take you to be able to retire your husband and reach those specific goals that you have?
Probably never.
So where do you see yourself getting started? At the bottom, working slowly towards being able to retire your husband and meeting those specific goals? Or do you want to position yourself where you can earn 3 to 4 times the amount of money for the same amount of work and effort as the person at the bottom does?
3 to 4 times.
Great. Welcome aboard. How do you want your name spelled on your checks your clients are sending you?
It's Amy, A-M-Y-L-E-E.
And what address do you want your clients to send their checks to?
123 Vancouver, B.C.
Perfect. And how do you want to take care of your package?
Well, what do you mean by that?
I'm sorry. I was saying, how do you want to take care of your package?
Well, I don't know if I want to get started yet, because I don't even, like, how do you get paid, and how do you sell this stuff to other people?
Okay.
And what's in this stuff?
It sounds like you have a couple of questions. So let me get a pen and paper handy, because I want to make sure as we go through this, we can answer all of your questions so you're good and satisfied with them. Does that sound like a good idea?
Sure, yeah.
Okay. Now that I have my pen and paper here, what is your first question again?
How do we get paid? How do you make money?
Excellent question. I can definitely elaborate that on you. How do we make money? Great question. And what's your second question, Amy?
What is in the product? I see that it does a lot of good things for people, but I'm not quite sure what's in it. Like, is this stuff even FDA approved? Is it safe for people?
Okay, what is the product? And then your third question is it safe?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Great questions. Do you have a fourth question, Amy?
No, that's it.
Okay. So, Amy, I just want to make sure, long as I can answer all of your questions so that you're good and satisfied, that you're prepared to get your package ordered. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So, Amy, your first question is, how do we make money? That's an excellent question. That's an excellent question. You know, Amy, how you were mentioning that you like the product because you have some very specific goals and you feel like, you know, the product is helping people and it could help you and help you reach your goals?
Right.
Well, the exact same way that you found out about our product, you first answered that ad and then I gave you a call. And then, of course, I basically just read a script to you and then I guided you to that web presentation. And then you learned about the product and the benefits of it. And then, of course, you get your package ordered. And just like it talked about in that video, every person who purchases the product from you, you're going to make 25% of whatever the purchase is. So essentially, people are requesting information. You're guiding them to the information that they requested. They're looking for you to contact them. Once they decide they want the product, you make 25%. It's no different than any other retail product. You know, on the store, you know, if you wanted to buy, you know, a new bathing suit for the summer, you walk into the store, you buy the bathing suit you want, the store makes 25% off the bathing suit, right?
Mm-hmm.
It works the exact same way here. Does that answer that question for you?
You know, 25% doesn't seem like a whole lot.
Yeah. That's a really great question. I don't really know about that. All I know is that Jane, she got started. She was actually a registered nurse, but she was in a position where nursing, she wasn't where she wanted to be financially. Her and her husband had some goals that they wanted to accomplish and for retirement and where he was, his job was really wearing on him. She got started with our company. She made $1,200 her very first quarter
So her first 3 months, she made $1,200, but by the end of her first year, she made $65,000. And then there was Jim. He actually was a fireman. He'd been in the fire department for many years, but he was getting to a place where he realized that his fire department pay wasn't actually going to pay for get him to where he wanted to be. And he just didn't like the idea of retiring after 25 years on the fire department and having to get another career. So he got started with our company. He got started there at the top package. And, yeah, it only started out making 25%. But the truth is he's been able to replace his fire department pay working really part-time. And then, of course, there was Suzanne. Suzanne was actually a preschool teacher. And Suzanne just loved kids, and she loved what she did and loved helping out people. But she really didn't have a very specific strategy for retirement. She didn't have a, you know, she was really concerned about her health as she was aging. And she just wanted to have a way to stay healthy but have a solid plan for when she retired with her and her husband, as they realized they were just getting older, no matter how much she loved her job. She got started with our company, and now her and her husband have actually solidified their retirement. They'll be making more in retirement than they're both making their full-time jobs. What is your second question you're wanting to know is, what is in the product? Oh, let me back up for a second. If you were able to replace your full-time job, would 25% be enough?
Yes.
Okay. And so we answered that first question, correct, as far as you understand how we make money?
Yes, sir. I'm laughing so hard because that was really good.
Okay.
Thank you. Yeah.
And your second question, you were saying, what is in the product?
Mm-hmm.
And the truth is, I don't really know about that. I mean, our company's been around for years. As you know, there's been quite a few experts. They talked about in that video that put our product together and where they pull the resources from and the research and the science behind it. To be honest with you, I'm not a scientist. I'm not a doctor. While that's a very important question, what I do know for a fact is I just talked to you about a couple of people. Well, let me share with you about Jennifer. Jennifer was a stay-at-home mom, and she just realized that she had five kids and she was sitting at home, and as she was getting older, she was just gaining more weight, and she went to a doctor and realized that she had high cholesterol, and she just wasn't happy with that. She needed to get healthier because her kids, you know, they weren't even teenagers yet, and she wanted to be active and be with them. And she got started with our product, and she was able to not have to take cholesterol medicine, and she lost 15 pounds in 3 months. And then there was also Catherine. Catherine from Missouri, she was an x-ray technician, and she just realized working in a hospital, she saw other people all the time, older people and people just aging, and just realized that we're all going to get older, but it's how do we actually get older gracefully. And so she got started with our product, and she lost 25 pounds, and suddenly, you know, she said she's in the best health she's ever been of her entire life. Then there was also Michael. Michael actually worked in a factory for years, and he was talking about how, you know, outside of the financial income that he desired, because working in a factory didn't make a whole lot of money, he said being in the factory, it was just really, he was on his feet all the time, but he was kind of sedentary. He didn't really move a whole lot. He just worked with one machine over and over again. And he needed to really exercise, but that wasn't going to be enough because, you know, how bad the food is and our diets are this day and age. He needed some supplements to go along with it. And he actually talked about that after he got started with our company. Not only was able to increase his income because of the you know, marketing the products, but he had more energy, so much so that he actually started pulling extra shifts at the job because he just felt better. He didn't get tired and exhausted. And on top of it, he lost 28 pounds. So I don't really know about that. All I know is that it's worked for these people, and if it doesn't work for you, they're going to give you your money back. Does that answer that question for you?
Yeah. So
okay.
When I get started with the business and I take the product and I see what a difference it's doing to my body, and people ask me about it, and they, like, where do I get information on the ingredients that are on the product so I can tell people about this?
That's a really great question. And what I would do is just take some of the brochures and literature that comes with your product and guide it to them. And really and truly, to be honest, you know, some people really have degrees in nutrition and they know all those ingredients. I'm not one of those people. Chances are most of the people that you talk to don't have a degree in nutrition. So what they really want to know is that the product is really going to work, and if they at least know, understand the vitamins and things like that that are in it. And so, you know, all that's listed there on the web, or then you just look at the literature that comes with the product and look at that, and that'd be totally fine, unless they have a degree in nutrition. And if that's the case, you just call 1-800 company name, and they can talk to them about the details of the ingredients.
Okay.
Great question. And then your third and final question, you were asking, is it safe? Of course it's safe. We wouldn't be in business this long if people were dying on our product.
Right, of course.
That's a great question. Okay, now, which package were you wanting to get started with? That top package where you can make 4 times the amount of money, or did you want to start out a little slower with that bottom package?
Oh, the top package, please.
Great. I'm ready for that card number when you are. Freeze.
Okay. It's...
Yeah. A couple things I want to point out. By the way, I'm going to guess, Amy, that you have a little bit of emerald in you.
Yes, it's my emerald ruby.
I know. Very easy to tell. So I just want to... One of the things that we get nervous about is when people ask questions, if we don't give them all the information, they either won't be properly prepared or maybe we're, if we don't give them all the information, they won't be able to make the best informed decision. The truth is, Amy, before you got started with your company or your product or your service, did you know everything there was to know about it before you get started?
You know what? I have the exact same objections as people are giving me right now. It's crazy. I never have the money objection because that wasn't one of my objections. But I have all these ones that I'm telling you about now.
Yeah, because 90% of all objections are?
Provoked.
Yes. So
yes.
I want to back up for a second. So you got started with your company. Do you know all the ingredients of all the products in your company?
No, but I did quite a bit of research.
But let's back up for a second. Stop justifying the objection. The thing is you ask a question and you didn't get the full answer.
Okay.
So what I'm trying to share with you is your prospects need to be respected with their question, especially as long as the key that I ask you, as long as I ask, I'll answer all your questions so you're satisfied with the answer, are you prepared to get started? So I have to provide you an answer that is honorable and truthful. When I say honorable, meaning I'm not avoiding you. I'm not sidestepping anything. And I'm being very transparent with you. So I need it, because you told me as long as your questions are answered so that you're satisfied, and that's the key. I have to answer the question so that you're satisfied. And it's possible, and by the way, for brand new people as well, they're not going to know all the answers. They don't need to know all the answers. So I don't know about that. All I know is story, story, story when you don't know the answer. And in this case, people are really just looking for you to be upfront and reasonable with them. The questions are valid. If they ask you about the ingredients, first of all, stop expecting that. You're probably expecting that question as you're closing. Stop expecting that, because what's happening is that's why you're not able to close people. You're probably answering their question, giving them so much information, they're overwhelmed.
Yes.
And when people are overwhelmed, they're not making a decision.
Gotcha.
So just listen to the question. Remember, I don't know anything about your product or service whatsoever, but you were just ready to give me your credit card.
Right.
Because I answered your questions. I want to back up. I don't know anything about your product or service. I just know you told me you're in a nutritional thing.
Right.
And I just answered your very emerald questions about what was in the product, how do you make money. And see, only thing that comes to making money, by the way, 25% of a retail product that you don't, you know, that you don't have a storefront, you don't have, that's amazing. There's a lot of products out there that people market that only make 3 and 4% off of, which can still be a phenomenal, create a phenomenal opportunity. But 25% is incredible. Anyone that tells you making 25% profit isn't a good profit, they are cuckoo.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's a phenomenal, phenomenal issue. Where you got that from, by the way, I don't know. Maybe you looked at other products out there and you see these high profit margins. But you're in the health and nutrition field with a 25% profit margin. That is a phenomenal place to be. People are going to order that product over and over again. You have incredible stability, amazing residuals. And that's the nature of the beast that you're in. And some of these other higher profit margins don't have the same qualities that you do. So it's about all of us celebrating the qualities that we do have, the product that we do have, and understanding what strengths are. That's a phenomenal. 25% is incredible. And if anyone has an issue, you just need to have those stories. You should have 4 or 5 product stories memorized by heart, and you should have 4 or 5 income stories memorized by heart. And as you, over time, always learn another one and have more stories to go along with it. Okay. Remember, all they're really asking is it simple and does it work? Can I do it?
Right.
And it doesn't matter if they give you a list of 8 questions. They're still asking the same thing. Is it simple? Does it work? Can I do it? So, cool.
Thank you so much. That really helped. Thank you.
You are very welcome, Amy. You're very welcome. Just remember, just because you needed all the answers too, the vast majority of people, only 25% of the population thinks they need all the answers, and you proved to us tonight that you still didn't have all the answers when you got started. What that means is somebody answered your questions just good enough that you were satisfied.
Right. Okay. So, gotcha.
Awesome. You did great. You're on the right track, Amy. And by the way, the fact that you're not dealing with the money objection at all, that's incredible. A lot of people wrestle with that one. Good for you for understanding and not dealing with that and having your brain wrapped around that in and of itself. You understand the specifics. I know you do the way you set the stage on this call, how you read the not interested script to get right to their questions. You have the processes in place in your business, the step-by-step. You know exactly what to do, when, where, how. Just don't overcomplicate it. You don't have to – you've got it in front of you. Just keep doing what you're doing. And you're in a phenomenal business model. You're going to do incredibly well, even though I know the Ruby side of you sometimes thinks it's not fast enough, it's not quick enough. I promise you we all feel that way no matter how much money we make. It is fast enough, and you're going to do just fine. Just keep doing what you're doing and don't stop.
Gotcha. Thank you so much.
You are very welcome.
Thanks a lot.
You're very welcome. Okay, Carrie, go ahead and put her back into the queue, please. And unfortunately, I would love to continue on. We're just running out of time. That's actually good news because the quicker we run out of time, the faster. I know it doesn't feel that way. The quicker we run out of time tonight, the faster we get to get on the calls next week with Danny Johnson. And I got to tell you, I mean, we hear this, but I don't know if it really sits down deep inside with you. You really, 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 really get it. There is nobody. There is nobody. Right now, this day and age, period, end of story, that's teaching what Danny Johnson is teaching, the way she's teaching it with the credibility that she has, there is nobody. There's a lot of talented people out there. There's a lot of people who have accomplished a lot of things. No one has taught more people how to prospect, how to close successfully over and over again for years in a variety of different industries. And even though she came out of the home business industry, nowadays her audience is so large, she's teaching same concepts, but she's not using the verbiage or the language that you and I are accustomed to, but she's teaching it to hundreds of companies in various industries all over the world through her events, through her website, conference calls, television interviews, magazine interviews, private events, corporate events, coaching, etc., all the different things that she's done. She's incredibly busy, and so it is very rare to be able to have the opportunity to be able to plug in, listen, and learn from someone of Danny Johnson's stature or caliber. Not to mention to do it in such a small group environment. So you are very, very fortunate next week. And so I hope you have an extra pen and paper handy and you're in a position to learn. Because the truth is, these opportunities of Danny working specifically with just the home business arena are fleeting opportunities. And honestly, think about this. The reality is it may never happen again in this format. So her training will always be available through recording, through Smarter Networkers, through et cetera, but in a live format, getting a chance to work with her one-on-one, you need to make more dials than you've ever made. You need to do the best you can, put more people in the pipeline, increase your ratios, whatever you can. Make sure on that survey you put that, yes, you want to be role-played with, because if you stand out, there's a possibility. And it's not about making the most dials. That's going to be helpful. But it's about the most improvement. So this week has to be your biggest week on improvement to give you the best shot of working one-on-one with Danny Johnson. It's going to be an incredible week. I can't wait to listen to myself. Laura, we're out of time. I got to turn it over to you. Thank you so much for this opportunity.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much, Stacey. These calls really are getting better and better. And you're absolutely right. You can't find anything like this in the entire industry. So I couldn't be more grateful. You know, they're definitely more detailed. They're a lot more intense. but they cater to the people that are serious and they're professional business leaders. So thank you again for being so on top of your game and for bringing it tonight. Again, I hope you know how grateful this class is and how much it's really helping people. I know overcoming objections is really intimidating in the beginning, and it's just flat out hard. You know, and there's a right way and a wrong way to learn how to deal with them. And so I know without question that the leaders have tons of notes and that they are 10 times more confident and actually excited to now get back on the phone first thing tomorrow because you've really equipped Stacey, them with the skills to help them get to where they need to be. So you leaders are, you're awesome. I hope that you take advantage of the next 2 days, that you really set your goals and go to work and that you really make this week better than last week. Like Stacey said, next week is our fifth and final week. Well, we will be back live with Danny Johnson on Wednesday evening. So I hope y'all have a great weekend and we'll talk to you soon. Good night.